Some political observers thought Doug LaFollette might have a tough time emerging from an aggressive Democratic primary this year. His opponent campaigned hard, raised a record amount of money, and earned the favor of many in the party. LaFollette won by a 70-30% margin. You have to go back 20 years to find a general election where an opponent even came close to beating the Secretary of State with the famous last name. Yet despite LaFollette's electoral success, his 8-person office flies mostly under the radar of public attention. LaFollette says that's only because he's doing his job, and the press isn't interested because nothing's broken.
The news media looks for scandal and sensation. It's got to be exciting or some sort of radical issue. How much money you're spending, who gave you money, etc.
The Secretary of State's duties don't exactly fit the sensational billing. It issues notary commissions, registers trademarks, and preserves historic documents. But Republican challenger Sandy Sullivan blames LaFollette for letting other duties slip away. For example, the Secretary of State used to handle corporate filings and lobbyist registration.
The office has slowly and constantly been reduced to the capabilities of the Secretary of State who is in there now. And I believe that should be reversed.
Sullivan thinks the Secretary of State should oversee elections, an idea rarely given serious consideration at the Capitol. She's drummed up more publicity this campaign with her personal story than with her platform. Sullivan authored a book about her romantic affair with Green Bay Packers great Paul Hornung. After the Associated Press profiled the relationship, hits to Sullivan's campaign website jumped from a couple hundred a day to more than 75,000. Green Party candidate Michael LaForest has had a harder time getting attention, but the changes he'd like to make to the office are arguably the most sweeping. LaForest says the Secretary of State should have a seat at the table when the governor negotiates tribal gaming compacts, and he wants the office to issue corporate charters.
And if necessary, revoke those charters if corporations doing business in this state inflict any type of harm on the environment or aren't treating their employees fairly.
LaForest wants residents to vote green this election so his party can maintain ballot status. He says LaFollette has done an outstanding job. He's just done it too long. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.